Nerdrotic.com.
Welcome back to Nerdrotic. My name is Gary Beekler, and I come to you from Nerdrotic.com. And once again, we're talking about Doctor Who. Oh, I have not forgotten about you, Doctor Who. I know the videos are few and far between as we crawl to the inevitably bad Series 12, but they will keep coming, especially when we hear from former Doctor Who companions complaining about Series 11. It's nice to get a little more confirmation of people not enjoying this show. And Series 11 has truly destroyed Doctor Who in so many ways. But if we just go to Rotten Tomatoes, it's hurt the overall score. Now, I don't have any visual evidence of this, but I do remember the audience score being in the high 70s, low 80s a few months back, and now it's at 56%. Now, there's been a lot of criticism of Rotten Tomatoes, but it's still a pretty good gauge of how people think about it. And I'd say that's a pretty accurate percentage of how much Series 11 has brought down Doctor Who overall. Now, Fraser Hines, who played Jamie to the Second Doctor, the Second Doctor companion that inspired a whole other series, a book series, and a show called Outlander by the great Ronald D. Moore that I don't watch, but Mrs. Nerdrotic enjoys quite a bit. Turns out Fraser feels exactly the same way as I do, and many of you do, in the Doctor Who fandom, a very underestimatedly large number of fans, growing every day, growing in their discontent. From the Citadel of Truth, the Daily Star, Doctor Who star slams controversial Jodie Whittaker series in savage rant. Doctor Who fans may not be happy to hear this. Well, this is one Doctor Who fan that is ecstatic to hear this. Doctor Who star Fraser Hines, who played Time Lord Patrick Troughton's second companion Jamie McCrimmon for 3 years from 1966, has slammed the show for the historically themed episodes. The former Doctor Who cast member 74 revealed he wasn't a fan of the latest series, which saw the first ever female Doctor, everybody drink, take Centra stage. He said, "I'm old-fashioned. I don't want to know about Rosa Parks." Oh, Rosa, that go-to episode for the PC access media, the one they thought would be an instant classic, but on the way there, they forgot to actually write a good episode. Quick recap of the episode. The Doctor and her fam materialize in the Deep South, as they put it in the episode description, and meet Rosa Parks and Dr. Martin Luther King, and a space racist who apparently gave up his booty for a vortex manipulator. I can't think of anything else he would have traded in space prison other than some space booty or maybe some space cigarettes. We do not know his motivation other than he wants to stop the historic event from happening on the bus. Apparently, that changes segregation throughout the universe. I'm not really sure because they don't really tell us. All he says is she started it all. Of course, the Doctor stops the space racist and she finds out that the events have to continue as they went down in history. And unfortunately, the Doctor and her fam are stuck on the bus with Rosa Parks becoming part of history reluctantly. So we can all, as viewers and through the Doctor, experience the white guilt. Now, I have no problem with Rosa Parks and this message and her message and what she did. It was a historic event that changed the world for the better. Nobody is denying that. Chris Chibnall had mentioned that he had written Doctor Who episodes for Series 11 to create conversations. And it reminds me of a Digital Spy article where they talked about the division in the Doctor Who fandom and how this came about. Doctor Who Season 11 is daring to contribute to that conversation, with the changes being made by Chibnall involving the series choosing a side in this cultural conflict, again perpetuating the false narrative that there are bands of racists who have been watching Doctor Who for years and need to be taught a lesson through Doctor Who. Well, thank God Doctor Who and Chris Chibnall came out and told us racism is bad. Maybe next we'll find out that water is good for us and eating vegetables is good for us. You're stating the obvious. And again, the access media uses this episode to attack fans when many of us are saying, hey, just pump the brakes on this stuff. Can we get, like Fraser says, the monster of the week? But we kind of did get a monster of the week. It was white dudes. The problem I have with this episode in particular is it wasn't entertaining. It wasn't a good story. There wasn't good acting. Even the actress who played Rosa Parks, it was pretty awful. And that shows disrespect to Rosa Parks. This episode was one giant virtue signal, so the producers and writers could brag about it at cocktail parties, so it could end up on top 10 lists and entertainment rags, and so it could win awards. The problem is it didn't win any awards, so they just made up one. Back to Fraser. I don't want to know about whether we'd done this, we could have changed history, and Kennedy might not have been shot. I like bug-eyed monsters. Monster of the week, I want, he told the Sun. Frasier continued, I loved it when it was episodic. Now it's all in one, beginning, middle, and an end. I liked it when it ended on a Saturday night, and then Sunday in the park or on Monday in the school playground, you'd be like, what is going to happen? Doctor Who was caught there. Is the monster going to get him? Now it's wrapped up too quick. Just called me old-fashioned. Frasier isn't the first Doctor Who star to speak out against the new series, as Alex Kingston, who played River Song, also revealed her mixed feelings. She told Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield on This Morning earlier this year, to be honest, at first I was a little conflicted because I thought about all the little boys. How are they going to handle it? Then I thought when Peter Capaldi played the Doctor, how are those kids going to relate to somebody who could be their grandfather? Without knowing the full context of Alex's statement about the little boys, it might have been kind of a backhanded thing towards the male audience. Truth of the matter is, a lot of people stopped watching Peter Capaldi's Doctor because of the writing, not because of Peter. But a large portion of the little boys and the men and the male audience are dipping out on Jodie Whittaker because it's no longer Doctor Who. And we keep hearing old-fashioned. We heard it from Frasier. We heard it as well from Peter Davison when he spoke out about it, voicing his concern over the loss of a male role model. As a viewer, I kind of like the idea of the Doctor as a boy, but then maybe I'm an old-fashioned dinosaur. Who knows? You're not a dinosaur, Peter. You're a normal person. Most people aren't for a homogenous society. I understand Frasier and Alex and Peter's concern with the future of this show. They have a financial stake in it. This is their legacy. Arguably, that's what all three actors are most famous for, and they want to continue making money from the show and enjoying the show, and we as fans are concerned for the future of this show. That's why so many of us have made videos. It's not like we don't care. If we didn't, we wouldn't make videos. We love this show, but we don't love it in its current state because it's being used as a political platform for feminism and social justice politics, which is very divisive in a hyper-divisive time. Doctor Who is supposed to bring people together. Like I've said before and made a video about, it is the show that used to be for everyone, but it's not for everyone anymore. And it's become Jodie Whittaker's personal political platform as well for her brand of feminism. It was a political move to make the Doctor female. It wasn't done in any real sense of feminism. There is no question to me, as a Doctor Who fan, that a female Time Lord couldn't lead a separate show as a new character and succeed. BBC, if you want to truly support the feminism ideal, you would have made a separate, brand new character that's a Time Lord that could be totally kick-ass and better than the Doctor. And if it was written well, Doctor Who fans would rush to it. We would love it. We would support it. And all you would have is more Doctor Who, more Time Lords, more money, more syndication, more licensing. That's all you would have. But instead, you sacrificed the licensing you had, the male audience you had, to push a political agenda. It's creative suicide, and it is franchise suicide. BBC, you have committed franchise-icide. Frasier Hines, I salute you, sir. Thank you for speaking the truth. You are not old-fashioned, and there are many of us in the fandom who appreciate you. And we have just passed the 32nd anniversary of the great Patrick Troughton's unfortunate death, March 28th, 1987. So in honor of both of you, I'm going to fire up a couple of Second Doctor episodes and remember how good Doctor Who really used to be. Some of us have given up. Some of us will remain waiting patiently as we hope Doctor Who returns to form. We will see with the changes they make with Series 12, but it looks like we're going to get more of the same. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. If you didn't like it, hey, thanks for listening this long. Please go to nerdrotic.com for my live stream schedule. Have a great day, and may the small folks sing songs of your greatness.
nerderotic.com. Please subscribe.